There's nothing perfect. It's government is an ever evolving thing. It's never going to become perfect. As a society, we evolve, and in steps, we will take time to become better. We're not going to do it correctly the first time. We're not going to do it the right time, the first correct time. We used to burn witches, dude. No. We used to shoot people all the time. We used to have wars over the dumbest things. I'm not saying it's inhumanity. It's an evolution. Our brains and our empathy are going to get better. So that's how society works.
Bullshit.
Evolution. I know your mentality is on a degrading level. That's because of the way.
No, we had a perfect system before, and then
we don't have
ruined it with capitalism.
We never have. We never have had a perfect
system. Marxism was a perfect system.
Marxism.
Never, ever, ever.
You really like to choose the extreme option.
Talking about evolution, just evolution. Those exact words you used. Evolution is derived from necessity of the climate around them. Humans, because they are naturally evil and selfish creatures, well, even if you, even if you create...
That is incorrect.
I don't care what you falsely believe. Even if a new version of government, all it takes is one corrupt leader, one person who's corrupt, and they will get to the top because that's how corruption works. And faster than someone doing it the easy way. That's why it's so easy to do it the hard way. And
that is how corruption
rots in the inside out. People are going to evolve just like they have across the entire planet to work with and in the system of corruption. The only places you don't, and in North America, what we did because we wanted to say we're not corrupt, we legalized corruption and called it lobby groups. So it is 100% correct. You're the only person I know who doesn't understand this. The whole world is corrupt and people are evil.
It's not. It's not. Because people are not evil or good. There's no such thing as being a good person or an evil person. You do evil things good things. There's literally no good or evil people.
Did you
know anyone ever?
Hold on. Did you know that down in Brazil, I forget the town, it's like La Paz not La Paz. There's a town in Brazil. Last year, the cops decided to go on strike. They went on strike, and for about 7 days, the best way I can describe it was literal purge. These were random people that just went nuts. There were no cops. There are videos of people, honest people, driving down the street, pulling out guns,
and
other people.
I mean, you're also talking about a whole generation of people that have been kept under the thumb, and finally the regime has been turned over.
4,000 years of generations, and pick your culture. I'm not even
kidding. If that shit happened here, it wouldn't be quite the same. You have exactly what's happening in the States now.
It happened here 100 years ago with the Japanese. We basically forced them out of their homes, killed them if they didn't listen, and forced them to death camps.
Yeah.
And you're judging the reaction of one group society based on another.
They're doing that.
Not every person is going to react the same. Yes, there are going to be groups that are going to react innately selfishly because they're not aware how to act with responsibility and ownership. But then there are going to be people with have that intention of community, family, loyalty, relationships that are aware of that.
Out by the mob. With a mob?
Not with a community. A community is a family based on many individuals. That's the positive version of a mob. A mob is the evil version. A community, a family, is a good version, sir. That's how what happens when society comes together for benefit. It's happened before.
There's tons of evidence that once you have four or more people making decisions on something, their ability to make rash and calculated decisions decreases dramatically.
There's currently an island society.
This actual science that supports what I'm saying. Three or two.
There's also a township in Nevada, middle of the desert, without laws. and they have only had like two murders this year.
It's not Nevada, and how many it's California. It's called SLAB, and it is governed by federal.
I want to hear what you're saying, though, before.
No, there's actual tons of studies that proves that if you have two or three people making decisions or helping you make ideas, it actually helps. There's tons of studies that showing that the thinking together, two heads is better than one, is a real thing. But as soon as you add a fourth mind, as soon as you add too many minds beyond that, you then dilute the decision-making process, and it shows that it dramatically falls, and people become more susceptible to mob mentality and mob rage and mob feelings. And that's why you have bad decisions. That is why the Roman republics of over 15, 20 people, even 5 people always fell down. That's why the most powerful Roman republics were always triarchs. And that's why
because those societies, again, were based on failing government, just like this one.
All government is failing. There is no
until society. We create a better one. That is my initial point.
That's what we've been trying. That's such a my original interaction to that is it's such a hollow statement. Because if we had figured out a better one, it would have been implemented.
They were doing studies, but it only really works. Like, it's technically communism is the best system, but right it only now, works in small groups.
What?
There's different
you
options.
Mean something
there's,
I said there was correct?
There isn't a better one.
Communism right isn't the same as Marxism.
Yes,
Marxism is the better version of
power. But there are options right
Marxism
now.
Marxism is where
working.
You have people in power.
And I'm not disagreeing with that. Communism works in Russia. You know, democracy works here in Canada.
No, I'm
just saying shit because I'm not paying attention, honestly. But at the end of the day, there's different form of governments that are either working and not working, but they're not perfect. We have to make one that will eventually slowly evolve that way. There's never going to be one that's perfect because humanity isn't perfect. We all make fucking mistakes until we figure out how to get better. We're never going to have a government that's perfect until we figure out that step. It's always an ever moving forward race of evolution. It's never going to be ended. It's never going to be perfect.
I have a question for you. Do you think that there is a perfect form of government that we can reach?
No.
Okay.
So then it's
I would agree with that.
It's not fruitless. It is not fruitless. It is a responsibility as people who are trying to act through good actions and beliefs to maintain that. That's what police do and have laws.
Well, that's our issue is ultimate power corrupts ultimately. And ultimate power
that's because there's people believe there's an end to the race, but there isn't.
Why government doesn't work because all the power ends up funneling to one person who makes all the decisions, and then that one person ends up usually going bad with their decisions and falls away. That's why government usually fails.
And there's people protesting cops all across North America.
Yeah. And there are good police and there are bad police. And, you know, I'm all for, in the states of defunding, I've been okay. I've all for, you know, Black Lives Matters. I'm 100% for, you know, making cops right now in a better state because currently they're not in a good state. But there are police that are good. There are police that are bad. There's humans that make mistakes because we aren't perfect.
When someone does something bad or when someone takes a bad action, especially when it comes to higher levels of control when government, they instead usually rise higher. And usually because of the and not because everyone around them is corrupt, it's the four square mentality, right? If you decide to share with the other person, you both get half. If the person decides to share and you decide to take, they get nothing and you get all of it. And that is the reason why it's the first thing ever taught in politics is that analogy, because you have to learn with your opponents and other people around you, are they going to share or are they going to take?
And I understand that and you're completely agree and you're not wrong. And that comes with the level of honestly of education of growing up, of believing that they're people that other people are your opponents. We're living on the same planet. As much as there are people that are here to hurt you and are going to do things that are not for your best interest or the public's best interest, that doesn't mean we're all living on the same place to kill each other. We all have to exist here. We all have to live on the same planet and use the resources that are here.
It's.
What about the people who live on a flat Earth?
There is no opponents here. Even people who are on a, who believe we are on a flat Earth, it takes education, which we are not receiving properly, at a level that starts at children's age. We're not learning these things now, and politics who are at the level of adults are not going to learn these things.
But talking about your draw to evolution, you evolve in this, you evolve to adapt to the space around you, so you survive. Yes. It all comes down to survival.
Absolutely.
And that's the same with
that also comes with advancement. When we get more advanced technologies, we have to evolve to the tools that we have access to. We're not working with stones and sticks anymore, man. We have cars. Yeah. We have the ability to go to space. We have all these other things. We have to advance with our minds and our society in the way that we have technology and tools to do the same thing.
The problem is you can have 99.9% of the world on board with that. But that 0.1%...
There's always going to be that. There's always going to be that.
Will be the one. You're never going to control the planet. Because that's,
I disagree.
It's what's happened right now.
That's what's happening right now. You're right. Right. You're right. It's happening right now because, again, our education and all these systems have started. We haven't had the ability to evolve in the situation that I'm talking about. So we're not going to have the results that I'm explaining because that situation hasn't been made yet.
So then, okay. So then how do you get there? Because
it starts with education.
Okay, but what's specifically about education?
It starts with teaching people empathy, loyalty, yeah. You know, family, tradition.
They already teach that in schools.
They don't.
No, they don't.
I can tell you somebody who grew up with that and had a lot of loss of that. That no, they don't. They'd like to think they do, but they don't. They write it down on paper and make you take a test about it, but they don't teach it. There's a difference. There's a very fine difference, and I'm sure Sarah understands of how it means to teach people, then explain them, just giving them paper and saying, here, write an answer and recite the relearned garbage I've just given to you. It's not so learning.
Here's the problem, though. How do you teach that?
And that comes with teach. I'm not a teacher, and I want to figure out a way for that
now
to happen.
You're putting the onus on someone who doesn't know fuck all more than you.
I'm not putting the onus. I'm accepting the responsibility of not having the knowledge while accepting the fact that I'm willing to learn to discuss the ability of how to make that possibility. I am not putting that onus on somebody else. I am willing to accept responsibility and learn to do that myself, regardless if I need somebody else's help or not. But I will ask other people for help because I can't do it myself. No one can do it by themselves. We all need help. We are all here together, working on the same planet.
I'm sure there's a lot of people that agree with you, but the reality is...
You're not wrong. I'm not disagreeing with you. The reality is true, what you're saying. You're right. 100% true. The situation as it is isn't working. And it's corrupt and it's fucked up. Yes.
And I love this kind of talk because, like, you know, I love to hear what you think the world can be. But the one thing I always come down to discussions like this is, okay, so now let's go back to what reality is that I keep painting. If you were, how do you change? I'm telling you that it's almost impossible, but it doesn't mean that it is. Like, how do you?
Nothing's impossible. Exactly. I can tell you that right now.
So how do you go about?
It starts from the ground up, and you know, it starts from where you start as a child, from you know, where you're born to where you learn to where you then get a job and learn the fundamental skills of living to then figuring out how to have a community, a family, grow your own family and your own community. And, you know, communities don't have to be a big mob of people. Communities can be small groups of bands and tribes that work as an interdimensional group of councils. It doesn't have to be a bunch of everyone having the same voice. It can be people representing a small.
I get the way men.
Yeah, it sounds like.
I'm not saying we have roots that people every day have all. I don't want to say something that was, and these are people that are, you know, that they're really experienced to grow and to learn to evolve, whatever it is, and for us to be able to learn with them on that level.
Okay. So we can finish the podcast and then do the elusive tavern tales. Oh, no, are we back?
I feel like it's going to go up and down through the night if we are.
Yeah, so I don't think there's a point in doing that.
The tales tonight.
I feel like
unless we want to just record,
I'm going to be garbly too late.
We can
shit tonight.
I was going to say we can record it, but yeah, that's
true. I actually haven't heard you sounding bad though, Jeremy.
I tried to play World of Warcraft earlier, and it literally dropped me like 3 times.
Just so everyone, all our viewers out there, to our 8 viewers out there, the internet apparently across our city, I just got a message from my internet provider. Apparently they're doing maintenance because internet's down. That's why it's getting choppy. So we're going to try and close out the podcast because we're almost there. And then we're going to miss the Tavern Tales tonight. And then hopefully
we might record it and see it. We'll see.
We could probably do it Friday night. Anyway. Let's finish this discussion because I want to touch on.
Like I said, honestly, for clarity of discussion, I do 100% agree on the point that you're making. The current situation is what it is. The system's not good. And in the situation that it is, it's unlikely for it to produce the outcome that I'm speaking of unless drastic changes to come. And who knows what that happens.
Revolution. I mean, it's what Rousseau said. Rousseau and Voltaire. The only way you can truly do systemic true change to a system from the ground up, as horrible as it is you have to uproot it. You have to literally uproot it and turn it on its head.
I don't disagree on that, but I think what would that look like in today's day and age?
You know? Honestly, what I keep waiting for. I keep waiting for the day that...
I think a lot of people are waiting for the collapse of what they think is perceived to happen.
Is so many people are waiting. So many people are like me and
it's
not...
Gonna because people are wanting that to happen, it's going to happen. No one wants
to be the first mover. Nobody does. Be the one that casts the first stone. And
that's always how it goes.
But, you know, I'm waiting. I'm waiting for that one, that final rolled rock to start rolling. I mean... I'm still a full belief that by the time I'm 40, which I will not say my age, I don't think I've ever said my age, so we're just going to leave it there, but that by the time I'm 40, that there should be, I know COVID was a big thing. I was waiting for something. I feel like
it's going to be bigger.
COVID was the ultimate first world.
Wake up.
Not wake up. I was going to say first world catastrophe. Literally. Are you kidding me?
Please.
Think about it. Everyone got to sit home. So many people got off work. They got paid.
I guess, but not everyone around the world had that same experience, though.
Yeah, but...
I do agree. If it would happen to everyone, I would 100% agree.
That's why I said it was the first world staycation.
But it was pretty close. Yeah. It was the most
first world thing that could happen.
I guess. I guess you're...
Oh, my God.
I guess
I'm so sad. All I get to do is stay at home all day and... eat chips and watch Netflix. Oh my God, Tiger King.
Yeah.
Okay. I still haven't seen Tiger King.
It did coalesce a lot of voices. I've noticed that there's a lot more, I would say, like Twitter gangs now. COVID has produced like a lot more people.
That's what I mean, man. There's going to be these communities, these small, stupid communities.
So toxic.
They're going to start out toxic. That's how the internet started out. The loudest voice gets heard first, and then it gets better.
Toxic ones are toxic because all the non-toxic people pile on you for being toxic.
It's misery loves company. No.
Are you trying to tell me that the internet has gotten better over time? It hasn't.
And I mean,
it actually has. I've noticed that people online used to be a lot more like internet bullies literally all the time. Now I see people who actually like say supportive things to you actively. Well, they're like, I hope you have a great day, or like you'll see people who like just random like game chat messages where people are like, so sorry bro, you're having a tough time, and just they're not everyone, but it's more, you see it more often, you know. It's not something that's going to happen right away.
What about the fact that maybe the toxicity has changed? Because I can tell you, working with teenagers, the internet is incredibly toxic to them. Not necessarily in the sense of the people they're talking to, but in the goals of like the internet itself. In that it's constantly trying to sell them things. Everything is made to be addictive specifically for them. It is.
That's a cap. I don't think that's an internet specific thing. But I do think that comes from the internet.
A lot of it is an internet specific thing.
We started. It does,
but that came from TV too, sir. That came from we used to be grow up with commercials of that used to sell with girls unrealistic versions of what it used to look like to be an adult. Right? You used to see pictures on the walls of girls with really skinny waists and things. This is not how women are supposed to look. Like, you're not supposed to be anorexic. You still do, right? And that's the problem. And you see it on the internet. It's not something that's the internet's fault. It is an issue with the internet.
Yes,
but I will. It's any media source, right?
The bigger problem that I think of with it is the addictiveness. TV certainly has an addictiveness to it, but the internet takes it to a whole nother level.
And like, having it in your hand nowadays doesn't help.
Yeah, like things like TikTok are so addictive, and they are so bad for these kids. These kids will spend hours scrolling through nothing on their phones, and they don't even realize it because it is made to be that way. So
you're absolutely right.
I totally
do. You're right. It was absolutely made to be that way. It's honestly, it's a flashing casino game in your hand. Of course it's made to be addicting. That's what it's for.
It is.
You know. So I'm not it comes with being an intelligent parent and knowing to teach your children responsibility with these things. Like when you were a kid, I got a cell phone and got told not to use it for emergencies. Obviously I didn't, but at the same time it made me understand I shouldn't use my phone all the time for frivolous things, because when I did, my dad would get pissed at me and be like, you're spending money, or you're talking to people you shouldn't, or he would check up on these things because it's important as a parent. Not every parent did that. I can see that by John's face. He had very probably hands off parents. I would guess.
How to just delete call list.
Are you really going to tell me a kid that was like?
You are the same age as me, and I can tell you the experience that teenagers have now with the internet and with phones is completely different than the one we did.
It is
completely. It is the most important part of their lives. They cannot function without it.
Yeah. I grew up as
that, but that also grew up with a lot that comes also kind of with parents, because kids kind of mimic their parents, and a lot of parents also have fallen into this trap where they're sitting there on their phones all the time, and they're not sitting there with their kids reading to them with a book, even if it is from a book. They're not sitting there reading an audiobook, or they're not sitting there with having quality time watching a movie with them, playing a game with them. It's like when you're a kid and your parents give you toys or give you a show or a game to keep you occupied, instead of being hands-on with your children and actually teaching them and being part of a family, and having a relationship with your kids, instead of just being their parents and having that title of your kids always being your children. When you grow up, your parents should be your friends. They shouldn't be people that you despise or have all this therapy problems for, and it comes up with, not everyone has the perfect family, you're always your family's always going to be the hardest fight. I'm going to be honest, because I deal with my family problems too. But, with parents, you shouldn't be that.
Yeah,
it is. It always is. It always is.
When you say your parents should be your parents shouldn't be your friends. They should be someone that
when you get older, you
love and get along well with. But you can't. A parent can't be their friend to their child in every circumstance.
No, not at every circumstance, but I think when you're 30 and your parents are 80, you're kind of past the, hey, you need to wear a sweater, and at the same time, your mom's always going to be your mom, so that's not, she's never going to stop doing that. But at the same time, they grow past trying to teach you how to live because you're an adult and you have children now. So you sit there and you sit there and talk to them like a friend would. I talk to my mom the way I talk to you guys.
Yeah. And
it's
so
not,
do I.
It's not much of a difference.
Can't say that I did when I was 13.
Exactly right. When you grow up, your parents become your friends. Not when you're younger. Obviously, they're your parents. They're teaching you how to.
Exactly.
It took me a while to learn to talk to my parents like an adult. I'll be honest.
Yeah,
it does. But it does, and that. Yeah. But that, I think that comes with making that decision. That being said, talk show's over. We love you all, minions.
And we out
somewhere else. We can go somewhere else.
Where's the mic drop? That, I guess, okay, fine, That's the show. I'm sorry for all my viewers if it was interrupted. Really sorry for that. Apparently, it's my Shaw and it's deciding to be a bastard.
You don't want to use Shaw.
If you want to catch the elusive Tavern Tales, we'll probably do it Friday. Friday sounds like a good day for everybody, right?
Or if
I'm check it out on YouTube. I'm busy Friday.
We'll figure it out. Check it out on YouTube.
Otherwise, Sunday is the next two shot. I think we're ending Insane
Hands. We're ending mine.
And next Wednesday for blah, 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 for previous episodes on the Twitch, you can check out our podcast. We're on Google Play, Amazon Music, Spotify, iHeartRadio. We're everywhere you want to look for us.
Follow the streaming podcast. Check out the social medias.
Thanks again to our Patreon. Our literally only Patreon for the wheel.
Our first minion.
If you want to support the show, follow the channel, subscribe to YouTube. If you want to join,
whatever you can do helps. You don't have to join the Patreon, but if you want to, that you're hugely appreciated, and we will shout you out every time because we love you.
And if you want to join the show, come on and talk. Or if you want to join the two shots, hey, just talk and chat. Let us know.
Yeah. We love you all.
Yeah.
Sorry, didn't have anything else to do.
We are good.
We're so happy you did it. We're so happy you did it here.
Am I so incoherent with that?
Yes, I figured as much. That's kind of why I took a bit of the wheels on the first there at the beginning. I saw your wheel a little bit.
Things aren't working because this is the one time that I could have actually done the Tavern Tales.
Well, that's what I was saying for the Tales. We could just record the Tales for this one.
That is true, too. Or we could just do it tomorrow.
Bye! That's it.
I also have to...
to get up on Friday. I don't have to get up tomorrow.
I do work
You don't have to get up.
I actually really do.